My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So I was surprised that I had not gotten around to this during training camp or the preseason yet. Brandon Scott, by the way, in for Sean Pendergast, here with Seth Payne on Payne and Pendergast. I had not met Cade Stover in person yet. I was on the Zoom call when he was drafted, I believe, but I don't think I had interacted with him in person yet. Got to meet him and shake his hand last night at the Texans season premiere, but got me thinking about what, in my opinion at least, is an underrated and under-discussed position group. I thought it was a bit of a blow that Tekken Quatoriano went down again in the preseason and therefore is, again, not going to be healthy for another year. But overall, I did have some hopes for him kind of being like this versatile guy who could, you know, big enough to serve as sort of a traditional blocking tight end, but also with some pass-catching ability. But either way, you've got Dalton Schultz, you've got Cade Stover, and you've got Brevin Jordan, who is a very, as we talked about earlier in the show, specific kind of player. But I want to get your opinion, Seth, on the tight end group. Am I overselling this a little bit by trying to position it as they are an under-discussed group? Because I think they are going to be really important weapons for CJ Stroud this season.
I don't know if they're under discussed. I think that in a lot of ways, it's just they're not going to be the marquee. I don't think any one of those guys are going to be the marquee dudes or, you know, be propelled onto all pro status or anything by this offense or everything else that's in it. I think that Dalton Schultz you feel really good about for the things he already did last year. I think Brevin Jordan, you like his versatility. Cade Stover, I think, already has a good relationship with C.J. Stroud going back to Ohio State. And we saw in the preseason that C.J. is very comfortable and trusting that Cade Stover is going to be where he's supposed to be. I think Cade Stover is a guy that's only been playing tight end for 2 years. You know, he converted from linebacker full-time to tight end for his last 2 years at Ohio State. I think that he's a much better route runner and receiver than you would expect to be. It's just that he's got work to do on the blocking side of things. And I've seen good flashes of it, but I've also seen moments where you can tell, okay, he's not what I would call a good blocker by NFL tight end standards yet. But I think he's got the potential to be that. So right now, the way I'm looking at the tight ends is I think they're going to be used a lot. I think especially there's a lot of times where instead of hitting the check down, you can hit a tight end, even if he's the fourth option in any given route tree. But if you want to be like genuinely, if like a really, really scary offense, you'd love to have a guy that's both a really good pass catcher and also a blocker as well. So George Kittle, you know, and that's the easy comparison. But Gronkowski would be the other one. And that goes both D'Amico and Nick Caserio have firsthand experience of what having a tight end who's also a really good blocker can do for an offensive coordinator. Because then the defense is stuck in a bind as to all right, well, do we keep an extra linebacker on the field because they could run out of this formation, or do we feel comfortable just having five defensive backs? It puts defenses in a big bind.
Yeah.
And that's where I still get angry retroactively over anybody claiming that Travis Kelce is better than Gronkowski, because Kelce just does not put defenses in a bind that same way that Gronkowski did. But that's where the intrigue for me is what can Cade Stover become as a blocker? I think at this point, it's not both Dalton Schultz and Brevin Jordan work at it. It's not like they don't try to block, but they're far enough into their careers that I'm not banking on one of them all of a sudden transitioning into becoming a great blocker. So for me, Cade Stover is he's the hope. He's the hope that, all right, maybe he can develop into that guy.
Kelce over Gronkowski has to be recency bias, right? Like, not – and I'm talking about from let's say somebody with the intellect – with the football intellect of a former player like yourself, or people who have covered the league, like, you know, for a long time, people who really know what they're talking about, okay? Not just any old body, but people who really know what they're talking about. If they go Kelce over Gronkowski, they don't really believe that, right? That's got to be recency bias.
It's a fantasy-driven stat, I think. I think it's more about Kelce as a receiver is so lethal and he's so good that maybe now that he's been doing it for such a long time, and especially after last year where he just wasn't at his peak physical abilities, but in the playoffs it didn't matter. I think that this is one of the things that Jalen Ramsey, there's like one thing that an active player who's a really good player said that still annoys me to this day, was Jalen Ramsey was trying to talk smack about the Patriots, and he said that Gronkowski wasn't that good because all you have to do is put a cornerback on him and then you can cover him. I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. Like, you're devoting all you have to do is put a cornerback on the tight end.
Yeah.
Right. And then go ahead and try to stop the run when you've got a cornerback in there instead of a linebacker or even a safety.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, a tight end where all you have to do is put a cornerback on him to cover him, that's kind of an issue.
Yeah.
Kind of a problem.
And ideally, you want your cornerbacks to be able to cover the receivers.
Yes, you'd like to be using that guy as a receiver.
It screws up the matchups there, because it's like, okay, so do you have an extra corner out there, or who's guarding that receiver over there? You know,
when you do run the ball, that's one extra light body and one less heavy body on the field to defend the run. So
yeah.
I get it and I understand it. It just it's weird to say. I feel in some ways Gronkowski is actually underrated because he wasn't on the same par as Travis Kelce as a pure receiver. Kelce's getting credit because he's not a complete tight end. That's the thing that bothers me about it. It's like, because he's not actually genuinely the full package, somehow he gets extra credit for that. It annoys me.
Yeah. Well, and see, maybe I'm just remembering it wrong, and I understand the point that you're making that Kelce's the better pass catching tight end, but it's not like he's, you know, like Gronk was a slouch in that way. Like, Gronk was a cheat code.
Yeah.
He was an all out cheat code. The reason why Tom Brady was able to have the kind of career he did without having a number one wide receiver other than Randy Moss for that short period of time, I think, especially on the back end, obviously, you know, when Gronk is there, is because he had Gronk. You know,
right.
It's like, okay, who needs a number one receiver when you've got this guy who is unlike anything that we've ever seen? So it's recency bias, because, yeah, you can say Kelce's a better pass catcher or whatever, but it's not like Gronk couldn't do it or like he wasn't lethal at it. And then there's that duality aspect of it, of, you know, passing and blocking, and what the hell are they going to do out of this play?
Right, no, and when I got the first article that popped up when I had searched Travis Kelce versus Rob Gronkowski, it goes in and it's making a case where Kelce has surpassed Gronkowski now for all of these reasons, and every single one is a receiving stat. You know, like, all of them are receiving stats until you get down to all pros and stuff like that. I think Kelce has surpassed now, this is a couple years old, he surpassed Gronk in a couple of, like, Pro Bowl selections and receiving as of 2020, at the beginning of 2023, Gronk still had 92 receiving touchdowns compared to Kelce's 74. Like, so that's a pretty big receiving stat there. But in a lot of the accumulating stats, the targets, receptions, yards, all that, Kelce had gotten above him, but they're all, you're banking on receiving there more so than the complete and total package of the position they play, which is tight end.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, so the Texans don't have a Gronk. They don't have a Travis Kelce. They don't have a George Kittle, okay? And that's no knock to the guys that they do have. Those guys are just special in that way. So they don't have that guy. I do like the collection of guys that they have, the complement of guys that they have, the upside of Cade Stover I'm really excited about. Here's my request, Seth. Here's the thing that I will ask of the tight ends. Not that they would do it for me. They're going to do it for themselves and for the team. But this would be my request nonetheless. Be an option. Be a viable option for CJ on third down. So these third down issues that the team talked about or that the coaches talked about early in the offseason, you remember this, Seth. Bobby Slowick, I think CJ Stroud as well. But Bobby Slowick and Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans are ones that I really remember talking about wanting to be better on third down, more consistent on third down throughout the year. I think for the entire season leading up to that final game in Indianapolis, they were somewhere in the back half of the league on third down, somewhere around 18, somewhere between 18 and 20. Like, not terrible, but not certainly not great. And a stated goal of theirs was to be better on third down. To me, and I know that two of these tight ends are guys that they had last year, and one of them is now Cade Stover, who's new to the position. But one of the things I'd like to see between the tight end group and also, for that matter, the addition of Stephon Diggs, okay, is for them to be much better on third down for CJ Stroud in year two and with Bobby Slowick in year two as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Between those position groups.
I think an interesting conversation when you talk about the tight ends where, you know, in discussion in the offseason is that if Cade Stover comes along, I think that the Texans might have a case of having the deepest tight end group in the league. If you look at both the Chiefs and the 49ers, their third string guy is a relative afterthought. The second string guy is a little bit of like, okay, yeah, Noah Gray, there's something there, and I like him, but it's not necessarily, I think, given what Brevin Jordan could be in this offense, and given maybe what Cade Stover could become overall. And I'm not predicting that Cade Stover is going to be all pro and everything. There's some similarities to George Kittle, but he's not the athlete that George Kittle is. Like, so it's, but in terms of having three viable options that you feel really good about, that's the part that I think maybe they're under-discussed. I think there's some real upside and potential there that in any given week, given what the matchups are, you've got different guys with different skill sets that could end up going off big because of everything else out on the field.
Another thing that I like about it, so this is going to be kind of silly, but entertain me for a second here. I like that C.J. Stroud seems to have really good relationships with all of them. We've heard him talk about Dalton Schultz and how important that relationship is. Dalton Schultz, a real truth teller behind the scenes on that team, really respected in that way. A lot of people might not know that. Also, Cade Stover, he played with Cade Stover in college. They are, we already understand that relationship. Brevin Jordan, he's pretty tight with. Another guy who he's got good relationships with. One thing I know about C.J. Stroud, and this is kind of speaking to that point about on third downs and taking the check down like you're mentioning, C.J. Stroud's greedy. You know, C.J. Yeah. Stroud wants to push the ball downfield. He wants the big play. Like, he wants to be – he is great and wants to be great and wants to make those big plays. I'm glad that he's got good relationships with the tight ends, so he's a little bit extra motivated to feed them the ball as well and to utilize them as well, because they need to be better on third down and they need to take the easier money when it's there. I'm glad he likes those guys, because he'll be more prone to throw to them.
Right, yeah, and again, that goes back to kind of like where some quarterbacks might be looking for the check down. I think CJ's got the ability to feed it to the tight end on a guy, you know, and get it on a guy that's running full speed across the field. I did think in the preseason a couple times, in that Steelers game in particular, it almost felt I don't know if it was the right move to choose to try to force the ball to Dalton Schultz down the right sideline when he was being covered by a safety one-on-one. It wasn't – I think there was a little bit of, you know, maybe a little preseason, like, let's be sure we spread the ball around and be sure everybody gets their targets and, you know, get everybody involved, and you're only going to have limited series to do it. So maybe that's an overly generous way of looking at it, but I think CJ's very conscious of finding that balance, and I know because he's talked about Tom Brady in this regard, that, you know, there's an element there of getting guys touches just to keep them involved, just like in basketball. Basketball, there's some guys, like with the big men, where you want to get them their touches just to keep them really in the flow and engaged. And if you want to go Joe old school on it, you might say, no, they'll get the ball when it's coming to them. But you got to accommodate for human psychology a little bit. And I think CJ understands that part of it.
NFL agents had some things to say about the Houston Texans. Were points made? We'll talk about that next on Payne and Pendergast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.